This Qatar 2022 World Cup update is powered by Ibom Heritage, highlighting the story, history, journey, and culture of the Kwaibom people.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to today's edition of World Cup Rush, powered by Ibom Heritage. The Mighty George reporting for duty, and I'm here to give you a summary of Day 15, the shuttle for Day 16, and the other happenings at the 2022 FIFA World Cup in Qatar. On Monday, Croatia won the first penalty shootout of the 2022 World Cup to progress to the quarterfinals, trailing to Dizen Maeda's 43rd-minute goal. Croatia showed all of the experience and know-how to drag themselves level through Ivan Perisic's fine header and let Japan punch themselves out. And in Dominik Livakovic found a natural heir to Daniel Subacic's crown. Subacic, in case you don't know, made three shootout saves in the victory over Denmark in 2018, and Livakovic repeated the trick yesterday, denying Takumi Minamino, Kaoru Mitoma, and Maya Yoshida to become the country's hero. Zlatko Dalic was unable to call Luka Modric, Perisic, and Mateo Kovacic, all of whom had been substituted, but Livakovic did most of the heavy lifting, and Mario Pasalic made no mistake with a winning spot kick. And elsewhere at the Stadium 974, tournament favourites Brazil began the knockout phase of their quest for a sixth World Cup title against South Korea in the last 16. While not always totally convincing, Tite's side looked the team to beat at the moment and are under pressure to live up to the attack. Neymar had missed two of the three group stage matches but returned from injury to start for his country, the leading talent of Brazilian football since their last World Cup win 20 years ago. The 30-year-old's legacy will surely be defined by what happens in Qatar. The Celestial did the majority of its damage in the first half. Vinicius Jr., Neymar from a spot kick, Richarlison and Lucas Paqueta all found the back of the South Korean net during the first 45 minutes of action. Despite the insurmountable deficit, the South Koreans came out in the second half and showed a lot of fight. They opened the half on the attack, and an early shot from Song Heung-min had to be turned away by Brazilian goalkeeper Alisson. Brazil also showed little signs of letting up. In the 55th minute, South Korean goalie Kim Seong-ju came up with a diving fingertip save to keep the Brazilians from getting their fifth goal. And in the 76th minute, the Taeguk Warriors finally got one back. Park Seung-ho smashed a screamer from outside the box that denied Brazil the clean sheet. After the match, South Korea fans bumped into celebrating Brazilian fans outside the main bowl of the Stadium 974, and the Brazilians, in a show of love, chanted, "Korea, Korea, 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 Korea." Up next, Brazil will face Croatia on Friday in the third confirmed quarterfinal match of the 2022 FIFA World Cup. What a rush! The penultimate World Cup 2022 Last 16 battle takes place at the Education City Stadium this afternoon as Morocco pit their wits against Spain by 4 p.m. West African time. La Roja finished second in Group E to set up a tie with their African counterparts, who fended off Croatia and Belgium to finish first in Group F. Morocco and Spain will be locking horns in the World Cup 4 years on from meeting in the group stages in Russia, where La Roja were indebted to a late Iago Aspas equalizer in a 2-2 draw, and a similarly close contest should be on the menu at the Education City Stadium. And the final last 16 game is between Portugal and Serbia. After both qualified for the World Cup knockout phase with 2 wins from 3, Group H winners Portugal meet Group G runners-up Serbia at the Lusail Stadium today. In one of just 2 all-European ties amid a diverse last 16, two teams who experienced very difficult fortunes in their last group fixtures contest a precious place in the quarterfinals. Winners of both games today face off in the last quarterfinal fixture of the World Cup. And so, a reminder of the confirmed quarterfinal fixtures. On Friday, December 9, Croatia face Brazil at the Education City. That game kicks off at 4 p.m. West African time. And then Netherlands tackle Argentina at the Lusail Stadium at 8 p.m. West African time. Well, I caught up with some Netherlands fans after the 2-0 last 16 win against the USA, and they were brimming with confidence ahead of the Argentina clash.
I'm very happy how they played. They played very well, actually. I think at the end of the day, it was a win that they really deserved. Yeah, USA, I hoped that they would play better. They weren't so good as I thought they were. The Dutch were very good. I hope that the Americans would have played better. But the game would have been a little bit more...
Energy. And later it died.
I didn't really expect anything. I'm very happy they made it to the next round, though. I'd rather play Australia, but I think both games, either Australia or Argentina, would be beautiful games. I don't know. I hope Australia wins against Argentina. Yeah.
Interesting. Well, here's what some fans of the USA had to say after that game.
I think that goal right before halftime was really hard to keep coming back from. I mean, it's the world of sports, right? There's only one team that wins the last game. So at the end of the day, everybody else is going home losing their last one. And it's a tough win to accomplish for anyone. So, you know, angry is definitely not a good word for it at all. I'd say disappointed and bummed because obviously you want to win. But other than that, excited for the future, hopeful for the next World Cup, and ready to watch our guys grow over the next 4 years to get ready to do it in our place. Yeah, we're going to hang out for a few days, travel around the Middle East a little bit, and then we'll head home. We can take away that the U.S. is not about to spend $220 billion on infrastructure before we host ours, which is kind of funny, but at the same time, it's been an awesome experience. Everybody's been great here. It's been, you know, he likes to use the term, just the definition of functionality and everything, and it's been a pretty awesome experience, and, you know, getting to meet everybody, being a place we never would usually come to visit, it's always cool. That's one of the reasons we always come to the World Cup, so.
Not frowning, not at all. Obviously, as a fan, you hope your team goes further. The last World Cup, we didn't even qualify. This World Cup, we wanted to at least represent the team wanted to represent that there's growth and there's progress. And this young squad is, you know, the future for the team moving forward. Average age is about 25. A lot of these kids on the squad are going to be here next World Cup. They're going to have one more World Cup under their belt. So this is going to be a great opportunity for growth for the team. So, you know what? We put a good showing on. We made it to the knockout round. And after not qualifying last time, this is really big for us.
So long, USA. But 2026 awaits when there will be co-hosts. In the third quarterfinal fixture on Saturday, December 10, England face France at the Albaid Stadium by 8 p.m. West African time. France, of course, had overcome Poland 3-1. Robert Lewandowski scoring the consolation goal for Poland in a retaken penalty, while Kylian Mbappe got a brace in that encounter. Also on the score sheet was France's all-time top scorer with 52 goals, Olivier Giroud, who was substituted midway into the match. And you remember as well, England had beat Senegal 3-0, a result that hugely disappointed this Senegalese fan who hails from Uganda.
Yeah, of course, I'll say I'm disappointed because Africa has lost, our biggest number one country, Senegal, has lost. But of course, I can only say, yeah, we did our best, they did our best. They have gone to the second round, which is good. Yeah, I'm disappointed, but there's nothing much I can do. Of course, England, I can say, they are better than us in one or the other. We are caught off guard, but we can do better than that, I know. Indeed, they did their best in the first half. In the first half, it was okay, but I think second half, they didn't do their best and they were closed off. But I mean, our defense didn't do their best and we are caught off guard. The counter-attacks of the three lines of England caught us off guard for the first two goals and we didn't recover. So it was really very bad, but I know we can do better and we can improve going forward. After all, Senegal is the best in Africa. Yeah.
And we await the two winners for today. They face off on Saturday at the Al Dumala Stadium by 4 p.m. West African time. What a rush! In other news, we all await FIFA's verdict on Uruguay defender Jose Jimenez, who may face a 15-match ban for his explosive reaction to his nation's exit from the World Cup. Uruguay failed to score the extra goal needed against Ghana to qualify them for the next round last Friday, and players and staff were in tears on the sidelines as the final whistle drew nearer. But those tears soon turned into anger from many players on the pitch, with Jimenez needing to be held back from getting too close to the match officials. FIFA bosses came on the pitch to try and diffuse the situation with the referees trying to escape down the tunnel. Jimenez was furious and tried to chase them down, and footage appeared to show that the Atletico Madrid defender placed an elbow into a FIFA official's head. What a crazy rush that is. Reports now claim that Jimenez could be banned for 15 games if FIFA competition director lodges an official report. The report notes that Article 12 of the FIFA disciplinary code says Jimenez could potentially be banned for at least 15 matches or an appropriate period of time for assaulting, which could be elbowing, punching, kicking, biting, spitting, or hitting an official. The new footage came just before the moment Edson Cavani punched the pitchside VAR monitor. Uruguay's anger throughout the match appeared to stem from a number of close penalty calls that the referee did not give. Well, we'll keep a tabs on that one and see if Jimenez will be sanctioned according to the books. And lastly, Stadium 974, built with 974 containers and symbolic of the country's international dial code, is now set to be dismantled after the last match at the stadium, which took place on Monday between Brazil and South Korea. The dismantled stadium would be shipped to countries that need infrastructure, according to reports. Nigeria, maybe. Well, matches in the stadium have only been scheduled during evening hours when temperatures are comparatively cooler than the daytime due to the lack of air conditioning. By the way, in case you don't know, the remaining seven stadiums at the World Cup all have air conditioning, so much that you might need to wear a jacket when watching those matches. The 44,089 capacity Stadium 974, which cost about $717 million to assemble, hosted only seven games in total. Wow, wow. Well, that's a lot of money for seven games. That's an average of $100 million spent per game. What a rush. South Korea's Park Seung-ho will go down in history as the last player to score at the Stadium 974, which will now be extinct. That 76-minute consolation goal for the Taiguq Warriors against Brazil in yesterday's last 16 clash, which ended 4-1 in favor of the Samba Boys. So much to see, so much to talk about right here in Qatar. As a fan, stats depreciating, obviously, because more teams have started exiting the tournament. But the fever is still alive. Who will be crowned champion on the final day, December 18, 2022, at the Lusail Stadium? We'll keep tabs on that one, as we hope you keep tabs on this podcast to give you the very latest of Qatar 2022. Until next time, I remain yours sincerely, the Mighty George. Make sure you don't miss a single podcast of World Cup Rush powered by Ibom Heritage. Don't forget to follow at I Am Mighty George and at Ibom Heritage on Twitter to keep updated. Shukran, au revoir, merci beaucoup, what a rush.